Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And let's get one thing straight right now. Ahmed Thompson did not throw a punch. Okay? He did not throw a punch. And who was that? Jose Alvarado?
Right now, officially, it is still just...
Yeah. Okay? He did not throw a punch. So, now, we were talking about Ahmed being a little... He may have to settle down a little bit.
Well, no, this isn't the first time this year you're going to have to say, Ahmed Thompson did not throw a punch. You'll probably have to say that three times this year.
Let's put that on loop, okay? Ahmed Thompson did not throw a punch. Ahmed has got...
He just did a hard push.
He's spicy now. He's spicy.
He's got rage. He already told you.
He does. He's got rage.
We still have that, Dill.
We still have Ahmed say what he needed to work on in the offseason.
His rage. And I like it.
He said it out loud.
When I saw it, I said, oh, maybe I was wrong about this. He needs to
control
it.
You're 100% wrong. He can't control it.
He got to control it.
I mean, look, he grabbed the guy around the neck on the rebound, and then it was a make. And so then, like, they got entangled, and it was.
And he pulled. Alvarado
was holding him. Yeah. And Ahmed just can't turn the other cheek. If you mess with him, he's got to respond.
And I think he's godly, too, and he just hasn't learned that part of the.
Yeah, he has. That's Old Testament.
Well, I know, but he might just be a New Testament guy. Well, actually, that is a New Testament thing. Isn't it? Jesus said that. Well, so it's a New Testament thing.
Yeah, he's
Old Testament. Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, he's Old Testament. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's not New Testament.
He might be. What? Yes, he is.
He looks like a turn the other cheek guy? When?
No. But yeah,
he looks like
just
a smite.
You could be a New Testament guy and not listen.
He looks like a smite.
And not obey, okay?
Well, it doesn't sound like you're that guy then.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet. And then you eat whatever you want. You're not on a diet.
Well, right.
You know what? I'm sober. Then you go get drunk. You're not sober.
We're all sinners, though, okay? And Amen isn't perfect. Well, I mean, he's a perfect basketball player.
He ain't going to get suspended.
But, no, I'm hoping not.
He's going to get suspended. You got people trying to suspend him. John was all upset because the internet's trying to suspend.
They are trying to suspend. I mean, stop already. I've seen, people putting this out and saying, Amen Thompson threw multiple punches. He did not throw one punch.
Have they ever been punched?
No, they don't know. If you push somebody in the face, that's not
you can aggressively push with your hand. And he didn't even power slap anyone.
No.
It wasn't even
he missed, actually. Yeah. Pushing. Even the pushes.
They should let him have another shot
I think he wants to go back at it. Oh, Alvarado. Now,
the biggest.
Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Alvarado.
All right. Oh, he had it with.
Who else?
Not Giannis. Who did he get into it with last year?
No, he got thrown out of a game for fling or two on Giannis.
It was Giannis?
Oh.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but he's been thrown out of a game for hitting Giannis.
Well, Giannis deserved it. He doesn't want to come here?
He really doesn't.
He doesn't
want to
be any part of, you don't want to be a part of Houston?
He doesn't care who you are.
He got a flagrant two for Maxi Kleber, I think, as well. He hit him in the throat or something.
Yeah, nice.
Now, no, I'm just telling you. Well, there's no chance that there's absolutely no chance that Ime Udoka doesn't love this. He'll never say it publicly. He would never, and he doesn't want him to go over the top where it turns into a suspension. But oh my gosh, having a guy with this amount of, and this isn't phony stuff. And now listen, he's not Draymond Green because Draymond is dirty.
Not yet.
But well, I don't think Ahmed will ever be dirty. But if you want it with Ahmed Green, you can get it with Ahmed Green. He's got no problem bringing all the smoke into his life. He has no, and it will never be any different. And that's as long as you can control it. I'm good with
it. What evidence do you have that he can control it?
He was laughing on the bench yesterday afterwards, so he wasn't ready to kill the guy.
Well, not at the moment.
He was laughing. You could see Alvarado was pissed, and Amon's just, and Kevin Durant's laughing. And I, you know what? I'm going to like Kevin Durant being on this team. It's fun watching him. It's just, I'm going to be really pissed if he gets hurt. He better keep his narrow ass healthy. I'm just telling you that right
narrow
now.
Narrow ass? What are you, narrow, a grandma from the South?
Wow.
Because when he's healthy,
that's,
man.
That's our guy now.
He, we got somebody who can get a basket in the last 3 seconds of a... Last 3 seconds of the shot clock and go get a basket.
No, that's the thing. Like that's, you can get a basket at any time. This is the first time. Name the last time you knew you could have a basket at any time as a Rockets fan.
I mean, last time had to
James.
Be Josh Smith.
No.
James. Oh, I'm sorry. I just meant you could get a three-pointer off from any angle, right. Anywhere on the court.
Well, no, shooting and making are two different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, James.
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 Yeah. And, but it was.
So, James could go
but it was
get a
so
basket.
Boring to watch. This is important.
Well, I don't care. He won a bunch of games.
Yeah, he won a bunch
this
of games.
This is.
All those titles, too.
This is. No, well, you weren't beating Golden State. Like, I, you can't really go after James on the macro. On the micro, you can. His playoff, you know, elimination games. But James was the most. Was one of the best scorers in NBA history. And we had him here for years. And he won some games with some really. He won a lot of games with some not great rosters, to be honest with you. Daryl had some scrappy guys, but there was some, like, sometimes I didn't even know how they were doing it. But this is, did you see yesterday, biggest roster the Rockets have ever put out on the floor, ever in the history of their organization?
What's Steven Adams?
Steven Adams. You had Steven Adams, Şengün, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith. All those guys are 6'10 or over. And then you had Amen Thompson, a 6'7 point guard. And you know what? I just thought, well, they'll never play this. They'll never start this lineup. Like, and I realized with Clint Capella, you actually can. You could start a double big lineup as long as you have Clint Capella, because Clint Capella is another big who can come off the bench. So you could replace a big with a big. You actually could go. That is a lineup we could see this year.
What? Three of them?
Yeah.
I said
Capella can come off the bench
replace
one of them. You could see a starting lineup that's double big.
If
it's not Reed Sheppard, who's it going to be?
Well, if you're going to do it, Tari if you Eason. Can do it during the game, then you could do it at the start of the game.
Yeah, you
right,
could.
Right. I mean, I get that. Yeah. But, Kevin Durant and Jabari, and then Şengün and Steven. I don't know. What if you put a small quick lineup out there?
You're that's the chess match. Are they in trouble? Or are you in trouble? How do you counter it on offense? Do you go it down into the post against a small lineup, or do you shoot outside? I mean, you play into their hands. You shoot outside. So yeah, if you're a team, you could take that risk and say, all right, we're going small against their big lineup, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, that's something I would probably try. But then what happens is if you start giving up easy baskets in the paint, there's nothing you can do. One team has to impose their will. It's interesting, though. It's an interesting what would happen is the other team would have to have a bunch of three-point shooters, and you say, we just don't think your bigs can come out. And, you know, and if they do come out, we're going to get to mid-range. We'll see. They're going to go with some big lineups. There's no way around it. Kevin Durant is tall. Tari Smith is, what, 6'7"?
Jabari or Tari Eason?
I mean, Tari Eason, rather. Tari Smith. I just combined Jabari and Tari.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, Tari is like 6. Eason's 6'7".
Yeah.
They're not. They're all giant.
Yeah.
Reed's the only little fella.
It's the longest wingspan for an NBA team in history. The longest wingspan. Yeah.
Well, Tayshaun Prince lived at one point.
Yeah.
But they had also Ben Wallace, who was who was not a long. You know, Rasheed Wallace. And Tayshaun Prince were some long guys.
What do those two teams have in common? Both winning titles.
Yeah.
The Rockets are going to win it this year after the.
They don't have that in common.
Fred VanVleet wasn't even necessary. Right now. You finally admitted no one needs Fred VanVleet.
Oh, I missed it.
They just won a title with
him. Are we at all worried about Derek Stingley now? He got engaged, apparently.
Why would that be a problem?
No, he's pretty.
Sting is kind of
an introvert. I'm not worried about him.
You're not worried about him?
I thought you meant happened with his hip.
No, even married? It's okay?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I'd prefer...
We've seen a lot of guys.
I prefer a lot of my players in football married.
I don't care either way, to be honest with you.
Well, it's that...
I thought you were saying something about his hip.
No, but we see it in golf all the time.
No,
get married and you disappear.
Yeah, that's a disaster for
you. Yeah, right. No. I mean, I'm just worried.
I am internally laughing, not about Stingley specifically, but as if marriage is going to change all these guys' habits. Oh, the professional athlete gets married. I'm sure things will change in his personal life. Whatever. The DMs are still flowing.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real.
I mean, this is not a Stingley
thing. If I'm his wife, here's what I'm saying. You better have that closed. I better not see that little envelope up there for open DMs. Of course, that's Twitter. Instagram is what it would be.
He's not opening DMs. He's getting married.
He loves his
fiance. You can send,
you can send a direct message
to anybody you want. Now, do they go and check them? You know, I don't know, but you could. And Instagram is where you can send it to whoever.
Yeah, this isn't a Stingley specific conversation. This is, oh, the athlete's getting married. I'm sure it'll change all. Stop it, everyone. What are we talking about here? There's a Guma someplace. Who cares?
Oh, who's watching Sopranos?
Everyone.
There's a Guma somewhere.
No, he told me how Tony came in, beat the guy who was with his Guma.
Yeah, he beat a guy. Tony walked
Is that the one with the leg?
No. Well, he did have
that. Are you on that one where the girl's got the half a leg or whatever?
Yeah, and that's the one that really pissed off Carmella. But no, he walked into a guy, like some councilman he owns, and the guy said, "Hey, Tony, I'm with your ex Guma, your ex girl." And Tony's like, "Yeah, that's fine." And then he shows up at the house later, takes off his belt, beats the guy in his own bedroom.
He went B to A?
He just beat the guy in his own bedroom with the belt because he's sleeping with his ex Guma. That's all. So maybe they don't call them Gumas, but come on. Married, not married, whatever. Just play ball.
When I first got divorced, there was and I was out of the house. Well, I was in the process of it. I was going out. I was living in a little apartment that was near where we worked at 610. And there was another girl who lived there. And real smart, you know, went to UT, worked in the medical world. And, you know, we were talking, cute girl. And then we were all out I was with my buddies and she ran with some of the same crew. And so I was just kind of in the crew that was all out there together. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know anything. I mean, she's single. And so, you know, I'm flirting with her a little bit and we're having a good time. We're at this concert. Hank Williams III, he did one set was punk rock and one set was country. It was pretty wild. And, you know, I'm hitting it off with her. I'm thinking, oh, this is good. You know, I'm out and, you know, this is a new life for me and this is going to be great. Then I had a friend of mine, actually two of those guys who were there, a friend and another guy I know, kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, just so you know, this is kind of weird, but she's actually kind of going out or hooking up with this guy, you know, the guy who's here with his own wife. Yeah, they also are a thing behind the scenes. I'm like, I can't.
Got to step aside.
I shouldn't pursue that. It was a Guma. It was the same situation. I didn't know if I was going to get hit with a belt at some point. It was the same situation. I thought, wait. He's going out with her, but he's also here with his own wife at this concert. Yeah, it's kind of a messy situation.
I guess it is.
So I'm not allowed to. So I shouldn't talk to her anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, this one isn't really worth it. And then it got messier. I found out years later.
It wasn't messy enough?
Yeah, it got even messier. Okay. So I'm glad I wasn't. My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
Well, my name's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
I was not in it.
Let's get out of here.
I wanted to be at one point to be in it, but I said, I'm not in it.
Hey, Come on.
No, in the
situation. It's 7-13.
In the situation.
The kids are on the way to school.
In the situation. They're not yet.
Yeah.
No, not even Monty's on her way to school.
No.
They're fine.
And she's probably there about a half hour early every day.
She has to be there a little early.
Yeah.
She is. She's my one kid that works hard. Hey, what are you doing up right now on your computer? Doing my work. She had babysat for 3 hours yesterday, then came home and was doing her homework at 9 o'clock.
Good for her. See?
And I'm like, what does it look like to do homework?
You did something right.
Well.
Oh, she favors
good job,
Nicole.
Nicole.
Yeah, she homeschooled. That's true. All right. Well, Elliot, we're going to have to wait. I mean, we could have taken a call in the first segment.
Elliot wants to get on, but
almost had a Guma. I didn't have a Guma.
No, you almost got beat with a belt.
Because somebody else's Guma. I almost was part of a Guma situation.
Yeah, Guma situation.
I didn't know that.
For those of you who don't know what a Guma is, so learn. Listen, do you ever go to Zadok Julius for your guma?
No, I mean,
you take her there on Fridays.
So I guess that's a choice.
You take the wife there on Friday and the guma on Saturday.
Yeah. Zadok doesn't ask a lot of questions, I don't think. But what they do is they want to know, hey, listen, we want to know, what is it that you're trying to say here? You want to celebrate an anniversary? You want to celebrate a one-year anniversary? But from when you're married, you want to celebrate, some people celebrate when they were engaged, their engagement day, the day they met. There's different milestones that people love to, and we know birthdays, anniversaries, things like that, Valentine's Day. We know all of those, but whatever it is that you want to celebrate, one of the best ways to do it and show her how much you care is a gift from Zadok Jewelers. They have been the jeweler in Houston for over four decades on Post Oak, and they moved a few years ago to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, which is an amazing location. Tremendous. It's huge, and they have so much to choose from. Unique pieces that you're going to find across the board, no matter whether you're looking for earrings, necklaces, tennis bracelets, diamond engagement rings, whatever it is you're looking for. They can even take your old heirloom, jewelry that has been passed down from generation to generation. They can melt down the metal and then repurpose it, recreate it, have a different design for it with that stone that you have, with that gemstone, and make it something brand new that's just as beautiful, but something brand new you're now passing down. So anything that you can imagine, they can do over at Zadok Jewelers. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard for every special occasion or just to say I love you at Zadok Jewelers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Elliot's been waiting, okay? He's still there. Let's get him in here. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, morning, fellas. Good to hear you today. I'm out here in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. I wanted to give you guys a quick call. Did you guys see Bregman opted out? And I know that this would be a crazy topic to discuss, but with the trade deadline bringing Correa back, I don't think it's that crazy anymore. Do you think there's any way with all the money off the books going on into this offseason with the Stros, he could potentially come back? I think Detroit would be the best fit for him, but I would not be shocked if they make something happen to bring him back. I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that.
0% chance. You got a third baseman.
Got Correa, you got Paredes.
You got a shortstop. You got two third basemen, a shortstop. There's no room for them, and they already need to use their money to concentrate on pitching. Dana Brown already said getting a frontline pitcher is a priority. Possibly, there is no room for Alex Bregman here. There's no room at the end for Alex Bregman.
Possibly if you didn't have Walker, you could put Paredes at first. You could put Bregman at second. I don't know. And he wants.
He wants 100 million. He's going to want over 30 million a year.
Well, I don't know if he's going to get for 30 million a year, but he's going to want. See, he opted out.
He will for a three-year deal.
He opted out, but he's wants. I think
he's going to get a deal like Carlos Scott with the Twins.
400. I don't
30 something for 3 years. That's not a big deal.
I don't know.
That's something Jim Crane would have potentially given him.
If he takes
3 years.
I don't know. I don't know that Jim Crane was going to give him $90 million. I don't know that. So I don't know. I know that
Jim, if you actually want to be serious in the market, this $90 million better not scare you off.
3 years? I don't know.
Yeah, better not scare you off, or you're not getting your frontline guy.
Well, right. I mean,
I don't know if you know what the going rate is, Jim. But
yeah, I mean, $30 million is. And listen, Bregman's not worth $30 million. He's not worth $30 million.
His OPS was by today's standards, his OPS was 821, which is good for today's standards.
But he
played 118 games.
It's not 30 million. It's not 30 million.
Well, no, of course not. But that's what you're going to have to pay. He's going to be a Tiger. He'll be a Tiger.
Probably.
And good for him. I give him 0% chance of being an Astro. They replaced him twice. They replaced him with Paredes and Carlos.
What's
Carlos's contract situation?
Carlos, he's got multiple 4 years left.
Well, can he opt out though?
3 years, 4 years.
Are any of them opt out?
Why would he do that?
Well, yeah, good point.
He's where he wants to be. He's making great money.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that doesn't.
I mean, it was a 6 year deal.
Did you guys see this?
So yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Most violent crimes.
By the way, Carlos makes over $30 million a year.
But the Twins are paying a lot of it.
Well, no, I know, but my point about Bregman's salary, why would he not make over $30 million? Carlos makes $31.5 million a year.
Because I don't Bregman's think he's a better hitter. Carlos signed that and proved he wasn't worth all that. He proved it. And you know what? Bregman proved it last year. He's not worth $30 million. He's not worth it. It's just not. I don't know where. Well, all of a sudden, you just get $30 million for an 821 OPS.
I think very.
That's the reality. That's stupid.
It doesn't matter. Very few players in Major League Baseball are actually worth $30 million relative to their performance. Right. Very few.
And there are very few paid $30
million. Well, I mean, there's more paid probably than you think. But I'll look.
So go to Detroit. Did you see this? NFL said the most dangerous NFL cities, violent crimes per 100,000 people in 2024. Detroit was number one. Then Baltimore, Kansas City, Cleveland.
What was that to do with
Indianapolis was fifth.
You don't think?
No. But I'm just saying, go to Detroit and see how much you like that, Alex, instead of staying here
where
it's safe.
Have you heard about players being slaughtered in the streets of Detroit? I don't think I've heard that once. I hadn't heard one player attacked or hurt.
Nashville's ahead of Nashville, New Orleans, Minneapolis, Chicago. Houston's 10th.
Never heard of any players getting beat up here either. Name the last major leaguer you heard of that was...
Buffalo is 11th.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I haven't heard any of this
stuff. That doesn't make any sense. The safest cities in the... Charlotte, Tampa, Green Bay. New York City. New York City is the fourth safest city.
That's not what the internet tells me.
No, well...
I was there and had no issues for 4 days.
Well, I don't think they report a lot of them, and there's a lot of people there, so...
I didn't have any issues. They also don't play football games inside of Manhattan. There's no stadium inside of Manhattan.
No.
That's where I was.
Yeah,
I wasn't one of the boroughs necessarily, but.
Right. I think there's some crime in Manhattan. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I think there's crime in Richmond, Texas.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's crime everywhere.
Yeah.
This just in, there's bad people all over the country.
No, I know. I'm aware that there's bad, but where there's one of us is bad right here.
I can tell you, I don't think Detroit's crime rate is bothering Alex Bregman.
It should. Good luck.
Why?
Good luck being in Detroit.
Like I said, when's the last Detroit player?
Go to Detroit, Alex. Instead of staying
here, it's more dangerous than
Cincinnati.
What are you talking about? Cincinnati's way more dangerous. Joe Burrow got all his stuff.
Didn't Altuve's house get robbed here?
That's Pearland.
Nobody. Oh,
Pearland's dangerous.
Jose Altuve always is. Yeah.
Well, actually,
did his house get robbed?
Yeah. So to tell the truth, Bun B had to shoot somebody in his house.
So crime happens.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When somebody held Bun's
death. Houston is
somebody
up there,
held
above Washington, D.C.
But it wasn't in Houston.
We sent troops in there.
We weren't in Houston. It was in, like, Pearland, where Bun had a gun to his
Pearland,
wife's head.
Really? Man, Altuve lives in Pearland?
I don't know that he lives in Pearland. I don't know where he lives, actually.
Well, somebody does, because they keep
clearly, unfortunately.
Joe
family.
Burrow. Somebody. Joe Burrow lives in Pearland.
He got
all his stuff robbed.
He was lucky he had a house sitter at the time, so...
He doesn't live in Pearland.
Basically, those guys don't...
Pearland for Joe Burrow's robberies.
Those guys get targeted when they go out of town or have a game to get all their stuff stolen. They're not like... It's not like crime finds them when they're having dinner or something like that. It's like, oh, I know who's got a road game. I mean, it's kind of easy to figure that out.
Yep.
All you need is a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Or a TV.
To make
sure. Look, I know the Bengals are out of town, but let me make sure Joe's with them.
I'm going to go get Zach Short stuff. Zach Short's like, well, how do you have stuff here? My stuff's in Sugarland. I just make the drive in. I'm not moving all my stuff. I know I'm not going to be here long. My stuff's in Sugarland.
He was there
longer than
we thought.
And then no one knows that Sugarland's on a road. Who is where?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
He was here longer than we thought he was there.
He was there a little bit longer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
727.
You don't think there's any chance Alex Bregman's back?
Nope. Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
So that's official. Officially, the show of record says 0% chance Alex Bregman's
zero.
Back.
Less than zero.
So
if there
no
is a less than
call,
zero, then we can we'll
don't
do that
call
one.
Any station nor the shows.
And you know
we're
what?
Like the Supreme Court of shows.
I'm so disgusted with Milwaukee. You know what? Go play for Milwaukee. Maybe you'll get a hit in the postseason for them. I mean, goodness gracious. Blake Snell and Yamamoto are freaking. It's just ridiculous. Get a hit. Three hits and one hit. Alvarado's the first. What was he? The first National League pitcher since he had a complete game last night. It was like since Justin Verlander had a complete game in the postseason. But one of them was Jose Lima. Hmm. He did something that hadn't been done since Jose Lima.
Yeah.
and Roy Halladay. He had three different things that he had done hadn't happened since those three guys. And it's just
I mean, Snell and Yamamoto back-to-back. Just put together just Milwaukee. Their fans have got to be thinking, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
What? We were all excited about this?
Yeah.
Y'all may go out like the Astros in the World Series.
Yeah.
0-4, beat it. Like the 2005 White Sox series.
I mean, it's just that's embarrassing. Get a hit. Move. I texted my buddy who's in Green Bay. He's a Brewer fan, obviously. The Dodgers. Again, the Dodgers and Seattle. I mean, it couldn't be worse. Like the Taliban playing Hamas. Wow. Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting for?
Wow.
That's what this is?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not rooting for anyone.
I'm not rooting for either.
Well, I'll have to root for somebody. For Seattle.
Yeah.
Which one are they? Hamas or Taliban? Which is Seattle? I think
they're probably Taliban.
Mm. Oh, Altuve lives in Memorial, close to St. Cecilia. If you guys...
Why are you kidding? Why don't you just put his address out there?
If you want to run up
when he's out of town.
If you want to run up on his armed security.
What the hell?
They say he's got snipers around his house
they
now.
They say? Who's they?
Who are those
streets
people?
Have said it.
Oh.
Streets are saying a lot of stuff now. They said Ahmed threw multiple punches and beat the guy bloody that he needs to be suspended for the year.
Those two guys hugged it out after the game.
Alvarado and Ahmed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ahmed's a good person. He just has an anger management issue. That's all.
All right, let's break.
He's just a hyper-competitive guy. That's all.
We had three guys in the top 100 yesterday. And
in what sport?
Tari Eason wasn't one of them again.
No,
he was not. So we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I bet I can predict which three.
It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. You know what's easy too? Going to Allstate Windows and Siding.
Allstate Windows and Siding it's super easy. You go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com. And once you're there, if you want them to come out and give you an estimate for what new windows would cost, you want to do the whole house, you just want to do a section of the house, you want to have your siding done. Maybe you got vinyl siding or wood, especially wood that becomes dilapidated. You know, water. I mean, we have moist air anyway, but then the water that we get, the amount of rain, and it will eventually rot wood away. And best case scenario, you're repainting. Worst case scenario, you have to make repairs to the wood. Well, what are we doing? Just have them take the wood off. Have them put on the hardy plank siding. This is going to protect your home. It's going to beautify. There's no more painting. You're good. It's like you fix it permanently is what it does when you have siding. Windows, same thing. You lower your energy bills by up to 40%, and it adds a level of safety. It upgrades the look of your home. And it's so easy. When you go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com, the website, right there on the front page, it says contact us today. Put your information into the form. Hit send. They'll get back with you, and they'll come out, they'll measure everything and give you an estimate. Make sure that you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 listener for your discount. Make sure you do that. They also have discounts when you get 10 windows, when you do a complete siding job with 10 windows, if you're going to do a big upgrade on your home. If you are a veteran or if you are a senior citizen, make sure you talk to them about that as well, because they're going to give you a discount for that. 12 months, no payments, no interest. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com, 832-204-1936.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here with us, you're more than welcome to do that. So John Hollinger put out, and I think that it was, I don't know if it's Hollinger, there's a few different top 100 lists, right?
Yeah, it's about that time, right before the year starts. The one I saw a couple days ago, and I think it's on the rundown, is the Mannix one, Chris Mannix of SI.
Oh, Chris Mannix's.
That one's funny to me because of where he put one of the Rockets. Like, Amen is, I believe, 48 on the list.
Yeah, and Alpi's 38.
Yeah, and KD's 15.
15.
And Amen is right below one of the guys he got into a fight with, like Tyler Herro's 47. I don't know if Mannix did that on purpose. I just hope he did. I'm just going to put these two who had an altercation together. Now, I want to ask you this with that list.
Hold on a second. That's a good question, though. Would you rather have Tyler Herro
or you want Amen Thompson. I mean,
You'd rather have Amen Thompson.
Tyler Herro's probably, because of his offensive game, a better player currently, but Amen, the trajectory says he's going to.
Yeah.
Amen's got a chance to be a top 20 player, probably, if his offensive game continues to develop. So, right now, you want to give the all-star deference because he had a big year last year. That's cool, but when it comes to 4 years from now, you're going to want Amen Thompson. I was going to ask you this because you guys were comping how the Rockets are a big basketball team, and we're talking about the Pistons. You wouldn't say the Pistons had a top 10 player at the time when they won their title. It's in the last 20 years or so, that's kind of how it's had to go. You've had to have a top 10 player. Now, wherever you see is Kevin Durant's ranking, whatever, he could be a top 10 player depending on the year. The Rockets, if they do it, would be kind of unique if we don't believe Kevin Durant's a top 10 player. Because if you look at the past champions, it's all been guys who are in the MVP conversation, who are first team, all NBA type guys.
Would he have to, though, be an MVP candidate for the Rockets to win it all?
I wouldn't say have to. It's just the way it's gone over the course of the last decade or so. Generally, the champion is led by a guy who is in that
I think if
race.
They're going, well, almost like always. Last year they were the second seed and they didn't have anybody close. Well,
and they didn't get out of the first round.
Right.
I'm talking about champion, not regular season stuff.
Well, right, exactly.
And that's the point.
But the MVP is decided before the
playoffs.
But his point is, if you don't have somebody who's that good, you're probably not going to win in the playoffs.
Well, right.
Because they didn't have an MVP.
Okay, but Kevin Durant could be a 20-point-a-night guy.
Or more.
And hit 22, 23, whatever, 23 points a night, 24 points a night, and not be in the MVP can. But he could hit the big shots that the Rockets need him to hit. And, you know, but he doesn't have to be. And my point is, he doesn't have to be an MVP for the Rockets to win.
Well, he needs to play like a top level. He has to play like a top level star. He has to play like Kevin Durant. He can't take a step back.
Nobody said take a step back. But
now we're getting into semantics. Like
he's got a better team around him now than he has had.
Well, who's to say that Alperen wouldn't have garnered more votes than Kevin Durant potentially?
Yeah,
he's going to have the rebounds. I think his assist numbers are going to go up this year. I think Alpi could take a step. I'm actually excited. I thought his game kind of leveled off offensively last year, and so did he. He said that.
He said it.
Sorry if you get mad, Rocket fan, but he said, I got to do better. He just wasn't flowing in the low post. He pauses too much. He has no lift. He's got to get back to being a more free-flowing player. You know, I wonder, he was a little more explosive. I don't want to go CJ Stroud on him. But when you look at his younger stuff, his first 2 years, some of the ways he was dunking on people, you know, it's not like he's in bad shape. It's not like he's heavy. He's just gotten thicker and bigger as grown into a man body. But he's not quite – I'm not sure he's quite as explosive anymore.
I think – well, I don't know.
He was never explosive. He was sneaky explosive at times is what I'm saying.
Well, I think at some point this year we're going to be going – it's going to come out he's tired. He's tired.
Who, Alperen?
Yeah. He played a lot of basketball this offseason. A lot of hard basketball this
How season. Much did he actually play?
He played a lot, dude.
Is it more than you play during the summer, that some of these guys play in the summer? Because
they
go to gyms and
play. Well, it's a lot more intense than any summer league thing.
But for how many minutes?
I'll have to look it up. I don't know his minutes per game in Eurobasket.
Because he's still, 23?
He's still pretty young. I go by, he averaged 24? 30 and a half minutes in Eurobasket this past offseason.
That's a lot.
Over a 40-minute game, right? Is there 40-minute games? Yeah, 30 and a half minutes per night for him.
Yeah, and how many games did he play?
For Euro, Well, of course they played exhibitions, but as far as when the games counted, I look at it right now. I think he got played 9 games in the course of
He played 9 games.
Then
the practices and then the exhibition games.
So he played more than 9 games, yeah, but as far as Eurobasket, it was 9. Yeah.
I don't know they had exhibition.
Yeah, they
games?
Have lead up warm up stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
To lead up to the tournament, they did that.
You sure?
Yeah, I remember. Cuz you would see this is a preliminary or exhibition game before they actually got to the tournament.
This all took place in the span of 3 weeks.
It's
like all of this took place in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
8:27 to 9:14.
Yeah, but you also had the practices leading up to it, Lance. I mean, it was a month and a half of offseason.
I mean, John, I don't know that at his age, because you've talked about this in the past, young players shouldn't get tired. He's a young player, and these guys work out in the summer, too. They have heavy workouts. They go play in different areas. He wouldn't have been... This is some of the stuff he would have been doing regardless.
Yeah. To me, the whole thing was illegitimate because you didn't have an American team in it.
Well,
in Eurobasket.
Well, I mean,
you wanted Team USA.
If you include America, then it's legitimate.
You want Team USA in Eurobasket?
Well, yeah. Yeah. No. If you want it to be legit.
We're a little isolationist now. We're not going to Eurobasket to play.
Okay. So John Hollinger put who? Okay, here is his top. Here's his top 10. See if you agree. Jokic is 1. Shea is 2. Giannis is 3. Luka is 4. Victor Wembanyama
is 5.
Is 5.
Wait, what is this? The best players in the league?
Best players in the league.
He's making them 5 already?
No. We'll Anthony Edwards is 6. Evan Mobley is 7.
Ooh.
Jalen Williams is 8. Jalen Brunson, and then Donovan Mitchell.
I would put Brunson ahead of Mobley probably.
Evan Mobley was the, I mean, Cleveland was the best team in the East.
Yeah, yeah. I know they were. Yeah. But Brunson was, you know, Brunson carries was better than Mobley. Yeah. Brunson carries the whole team.
Yeah, right, he does.
Yeah, Mobley gets credit certainly for his defensive play of the year.
That's
stuff,
a deep
too.
Team there.
He's a complete guy on both sides of the floor.
Now, you know who I'm not arguing with? Jalen Williams is legit. Jalen Williams is a legit
really
player.
He really is.
He's a legit scorer.
Yep.
He's a really good scorer.
He's got...
Oh, man, who are the names missing from there? We have...
Well,
that's kind of wild. That's kind of wild.
LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard.
Wow. Listen to the big names that are sliding out of there. Because, you know, that's a pretty good list he put together. I mean, I would quibble with some of them, to be honest with you. But and Hollinger's a big PER guy, but the efficiency rating. But I would... There is a shifting. We already know the international game is having a massive impact and has for a while. But there's a little changing of the guard in here a little bit. Some of these players, I mean, Kevin Durant's late 30s. LeBron is in his 40s. Steph Curry is getting into his late 30s. Like, this is – or he's in his late 30s. This is – yeah. And Kawhi Leonard plays like he's – I mean, Kawhi Leonard's basically a 46-year-old man who has a tree planting company.
Yes.
That he makes money off of on the side.
Five. Those are the 5 who are hanging on. Here's 5 for the future. Cade Cunningham.
Yep.
Cooper Flagg.
Amen's in here.
Paolo Banchero.
Yep.
Amen Thompson. And Darren Peterson from Kansas. He says, I think I'm getting ahead of myself. But.
Not Reed?
But Reed is not. Reed didn't make this list.
Damn it.
I think he might have been 6th.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right. Right, Reed might have been 6th. How about already he's out of the starting lineup, and we're only in the 3rd preseason game?
He had some – there were some possessions I didn't love for Reed yesterday in terms of – you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to have – they're clearly going to use a lot of high screens. I mean, really high screens to kind of free him up. Oh, here we go. They're going to have to free him up a little bit with some high screen action. Because I don't think he's going to just beat people cleanly off the dribble to where they back off of him. I think people are going to pick Reed Shepherd up in the backcourt and make him really work as a ball handler. And to that point, I'm not sure he's going to bring the ball up a ton. But you don't have Kevin Durant's not a guy who he can bring the ball up. Amen Thompson can, no problem. But I'm still not sure that they know what they're going to do with Reed Shepherd. I'm not convinced that they know exactly how they're going to use Reed. What did Reed end up with yesterday?
Well, he scored 13, knocked down some threes, shot the ball well, but...
4 turnovers.
Yeah. After, you know, after the first couple of preseason games, he was in that starting lineup. And then now Ime has talked about being matchup specific sometimes about who he's rolling out there. And then he rolled out a 6-7 and over league out there for the better part of for the first quarter and into the second. So.
And then last year, Reed started in the rotation and then ended up out of the rotation.
Out of it, yeah. Well, ended up in the...
Four turnovers yesterday. Jeez. He didn't handle his handles, and this is what I'm worried about, getting into offense. I'm just – you can't just assume, well, he's 6'2". He's a point guard. He's fine.
It's
not a true
ball. We're talking basketball here, and your kids are going to be talking basketball because we have one of the best teams in the NBA, and we have the number two ranked team in college basketball here, which is stupid. They should be number one, but they're number two. But here's the deal. Is you're talking hoop. Your kids are going to be talking hoops. Your kids are going to want to play hoops. They're going to watch these great teams. They want to be out there. They want to be playing. And Pro Dunk is the place for you to get them out there. They will love the Pro Dunk goal. Dad, if you put up a goal that nobody plays and it's 10 foot, you staple it to the back, to the garage, and it's like nobody touches it. It's going to rust. It's going to be bent. It's going to need painting. Okay, stop. They're not gonna play on that. They don't want that. They don't want the 10-foot goal from the box store where you score the box store where you put in the sand on the base. That's terrible. They don't want that. It always moves the rim always moves and it's a 10-foot goal. Nobody wants that. They want to lower it so that they can dunk. They can have fun. They can have the other kids over. They're all dunking. They're hanging on the rim all day long, and that's fine because it's unbreakable. It's a breakaway rim, beautiful goal. Your wife will love it. You'll love it. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves a Pro Dunk goal. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. But if you're going to get your kids outside, it's Pro Dunk.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC, they're doing it all over there. And they got some great, they got some great offers right now. I was looking at their programs that they have available for you in October. How about this? You may not believe this, but did you know it's Truck Month? 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab with Turbo Max engine. Right now, they've got discounts up to $6,350. Plus, they got a $3,000 bonus cash for you for Texas residents. So you could get up to $9,350 off of a brand new 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab with that Turbo Max engine. That's available for you right now. But they've also got some great deals on with the Chevy Blazer, $319 per month on the EV there. They've got $279 on the 2025 Chevy Equinox EV. So those electric vehicles have some really, really low prices. And for the standard one, not the EV, they've got 1.9% financing for the Chevy Equinox. I wish I had seen my wife got an Equinox 4 months ago, and I didn't have this 1.9% APR financing in 90 days of no payments, but they have it now. That's the thing. Every month there's new programs that are available, so take advantage of it right now. Go in and see what they can do for you. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com or head into Angleton. Test drive one today.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 752 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Alan said while you're bragging on Houston's only being 10th in the crime rate, don't Google the bodies that were all found in the city really downplayed it. They're like, this happens all the time.
Yeah, people fell in.
Yeah, it's like there's bodies
everywhere. We're Russia. Someone just fell by you. Yeah.
Like, hey, don't make a big deal. They just say, hey, don't make a big deal about this, okay?
Right. Yeah, people falling in the bayou, whatever.
They just, what is it, 26? What number are we up
to? They tripped and fell.
Yeah. This is, that's old news. That body's from the 70s. I don't want to hear that.
It was still a living person at one point, right? Yeah, but yeah, it's from the 70s, though. Crazy stuff happened.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago. Yeah.
When's the cutoff where it's not like a big deal anymore when something happens?
When someone dies?
I think it's a big deal 50 years later to their family.
I saw this story. The reason I'm asking is I saw this story about some lady named Katie Porter, I think her name was. And she's a Democratic I think she's running for governor of California or something. I don't pay attention. And there's a big deal because she had a viral video where she tells the staffer, like, get the F out of my shot. She's doing a Zoom.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's in the background, right? But she's got the girl's got a mask on. And I'm like, huh. And she's in her shot. She's yelling. And so I guess this video went viral. Like, oh, man, look how she treated this girl. And then I saw the date, the timestamp on it, and it said February 2021. And I'm like, we can't go back 4 years and go get someone over a video, right? Like, I'm good for anything I did in 21, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be a time where we say, that was 4 years ago.
No. That's Chris Berman yelling at people behind the scenes is still a thing.
Yeah.
That's
true.
80s or
maybe
90s.
Maybe he's grown. Maybe he's different now.
No, probably not.
It was in the 90s, I think.
It was in the 90s.
Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live. Yeah. You've seen that one. I know you've seen. Oh, he was not nice. He and Berman were two of the nastiest. But
and listen, I did Sports Night Live, and nobody had more technical difficulties.
Remember when you screamed at Wendy?
Yeah.
When you first met her?
Oh, well, yeah, she was. Well, then I married her.
Did she catch it?
Then I married
her. Now she holds it over you.
Yeah.
She even said, we went to dinner with, the first time John met me, he cussed me out.
Did you scream at her directly, or were you screaming about her?
I didn't know.
And you didn't see her.
Said any idiot. Who's the idiot back there? Can't run a prompter.
He didn't do it to her face.
No, if I'd have known it was her, I'd have never done it.
Innocent.
Innocent.
Walking out of here, free woman.
D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Seattle coming up.
That's my head coach.
And we got to, listen, I don't love this. We're playing a Kubiak.
So we're not going to run the ball, Clint Kubiak. Yeah. We're not, all I heard for years is Kubiak's offense is predictable and no good. I liked it, except the problem was Gary Kubiak didn't adjust on the fly very well. And when teams like play bare fronts against him, it struggled, the Giants most notably. But the younger Kubiak seemed to be, this Kubiak seems to have it. They're more of a mix and match mindset. And yeah, I think this Kubiak's a good one. I think he'll be a head coach. I think he'll be a head coach within the next 2 years. He's on the fast track to becoming a head coach. Is this the one that went to Rice? Which Kubiak is this? Because there was another Kubiak that was coaching.
Is this Colorado State?
This is a Kubiak that was head coach at was this the one that was a head coach at Strake Jesuit?
He is it? I don't know. I don't know that. I know he went to Colorado State. He was
obviously.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Clint Kubiak played at Colorado State.
Right.
And then no, this is the one who's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL.
I'm torn on this one. Do I play Kenneth Walker this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Over Javonte Williams?
Who do they play?
Washington.
Yeah, I would play Kenneth Walker. Here's why. Now, Walker hasn't really gotten off with
a bunch of yards.
I've got him, too, in one of the leagues. But I think that you can run it on the Texans better than you're going to throw it. But here's the other thing. You know, I was thinking about this. So they've got Leonard Williams, Jerron Reed, and Byron Murphy up front. That's some manpower up front. They're not going to be shooting gaps and all that stuff. They're going to be more gap control. And Texans are going to have a hard time running the ball. I wonder if Nick Haley just comes out and says, screw it. We're going to throw it. We're going to throw it a lot, and we're going to throw with short, controlled passing game. And we're going to really try to light you guys up. To really, and maybe work backwards where they throw early and then, run it maybe a little bit later. This could end up being a big opportunity for C.J. Stroud to have his big, truly big coming out party for 2025. It really could, because I don't know that you're going to challenge that defensive line. I don't know that you're going to try to run at them a whole lot. I don't know what kind of success you're going to have running at them. The flip side of that is Seattle will run it some, and Kenneth Walker is going to give them him and Zach Charbonnet, they're gonna run the ball with those two. So we'll see how the Texans hold up. That Tampa game is still fresh in my mind, but they made some changes defensively. They kind of tightened up their splits a little bit defensively and cut down on the run lanes, and so I don't know. We'll see. It's not like Seattle has just torn it up. Kenneth Walker's not filling up stat sheets. You know it's the same way I do, because we both got him on different fantasy
teams. Right, right, right. Yeah, I haven't played him in weeks now.
He's had 34, his last three games, 81, 86, 34. I guess he did have 86.
But here's DeMeco talking about playing a Clint Kubiak offense.
For Seattle, they're good at the play-action pass game because, you know, Kubiak's done a good job wherever he's been as a play caller. He's done a really good job of establishing the outside zone scheme. Right, and with the outside zone scheme comes the keepers off of the outside zone action. So he's done a really good job of marrying both run game and passing game, meaning they both look very similar. So the play action pass game works because of the offensive line and how they come off the football, right? How they make the run look exactly like the pass. It puts the second level defenders in a bind where are you stepping up to defend the run, or are you, can you key it and diagnose it quick enough to understand that it's pass and now I need to drop in coverage? So they've done a really good job starting with Kenneth Walker in the run game. He's a really, really good running back in this league, and he's done a really nice job. And when you have him running the ball the way he runs it, all right, guys are going to commit. And once you get guys to step up two or three steps off, and now Darnold's done a good job of getting on the edges, making good decisions down the field, and he's had a lot of guys open in those play-action passing concepts. That's why they've been successful as well. A lot of guys are wide open.
Hmm.
You know what I really like is that DeMeco will give you answers.
Yeah.
He doesn't coach-speak you. He doesn't act like you're beneath him. You know what? He's talking like that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not groundbreaking, but he's actually treating the question with respect. He answers it. I know it's a little thing, but you never knew what you're going to get from Bill O'Brien. We already know Nick is going to not be a fan of whatever question you have. Basically, I like that DeMeco doesn't try to. I'm sorry, you're just not as smart as me. This question, frankly, is beneath me, and you're going to get a word salad answer, and that's that. Mm-hmm. Oh, DeMeco. Oh yeah. Oh, we got a game coming up. Here, let me tell you about one of their running backs. Let me tell you about Clint Kubiak. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. Let's talk about it a little bit. It's a little thing, but thanks a lot for actually giving us an answer. Because there's a lot of coaches in this day and age that get all pissed off and they just don't even give answers anymore. And our GM gets like that sometime.
Yeah, I mean, DeMeco's a good guy. He's basically, you mean, you're saying,
does his job.
Be a good guy.
Yeah.
You don't
have
to be in it. Listen, Aaron Glenn is catching it because he's kind of being an a-hole with the media.
AG's got, well, in New York, you got to really have thick skin because you're going to get pissed off.
The thing is, you can't suck and be an a-hole.
No.
Bill O'Brien learned that.
No, you can't.
You can't. You can't suck. I mean, you will put up with it, Bill Belichick. You can be an a-hole, Greg Popovich. You can be an a-hole, but you have to be good.
And you know, Aaron Glenn. He was a good dude. Yeah. Bill was a good dude.
Who what?
Bill was a
great guy.
In fact,
they say off the. I've had some really pleasant interactions with Bill O'Brien. They say off the Little League Baseball stuff like that, that Bill was incredible. Oh, yeah. I just know in the building, nightmare stories galore.
I did stuff with him with.
You did stuff?
UCP.
Oh.
Because he's got a special needs kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and so. And
I saw some odds from Bet Online.
And he was really cool.
It said next Penn State head coach. And, you know, Cignetti's up there, number three. Joe Brady's at plus 300. I think Brady would be a good name. And then plus 200 is Matt Rhule. And plus 700, like fifth, is Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien ain't never going back. Number one, have you seen him at Boston College?
Boston College. Penn State ain't hiring him.
I can't believe Bill O'Brien. And, you know, as a clickbait, somebody said Elko and Nick Saban are the same. Are the same odds, and I'm like, oh, is Elko, are they tricking the Aggies again into giving a 15-year deal? Is somebody trying to leak this? And I went, and it's like plus 6,600. It's way down the list where no chance it happened. So I was like, okay. I got clickbaited into believing that. Well, Elko, now there's...
Well,
now there's,
Elko is one of the favorites. Elko not, is one of the...
He would lease from... He went to Penn.
He's not
from
one of the
up there.
He's like 25th on the list.
Well, he should
he
be...
And,
one,
he and
no,
Nick
he's
way
already
down.
Been mentioned a few times.
Well, they can mention him all he wants. He's not going
if
there.
If the Aggies are really good, they're coming after him.
Well,
and he
fine.
Went to Penn. He's
he would
from
be
up there.
Stupid to go there. You're literally going to be behind Ohio State and Michigan forever. Why would you leave A&M?
You mean like Texas was ranked number one here this what? Year and they suck? That you're always going to be behind the Longhorns. Always. Always. I mean,
I thought you just told me that they were better than the
they
Longhorns.
They are better than the Longhorns.
There we go.
And yet they don't get the love. And yet they don't get the respect.
Does his paycheck get the love?
Yeah, he's getting.
Does his facility?
What? Now that he's a name for Penn State, he's going to get a lot more.
He's got like 108,000 people that can fit in a stadium. Yeah. He's got money galore.
Oh, yeah, Penn State doesn't fit anybody in theirs.
Listen, they've got more money. They got more money for NIL.
I'm just telling you, Elko is a real possibility.
He's not a real possibility.
Yes, why wouldn't
There's
he be?
There's no question. There's no, it's going to be Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule or Joe Brady are going to be the two.
Well, Joe Brady?
Matt Rhule played there. Joe Brady keeps getting mentioned left and right.
All right. They would hire a first-time head coach, huh?
Yeah. All right, we got a break. You want to buy your house? Woo!
If you can't get people out of your house. Like, Sean is just wants
oh,
to,
he wants ready.
He wants your house, but here's the thing. He wants it to be a happy experience for you. He wants you to really love it. Green light offer is not going to be for everyone, but it's going to be for a lot of people. Have you ever tried to sell a home? What a pain in the butt this is. You got to get your house ready to sell because people don't want to buy a house anymore and have to redo everything. That's not what they're trying to do. So you got to get it ready to sell, which means upgrades, updates. You got to get things fixed. Then you have to do your showings where people come into your home at all times. Or you got to go leave the house, put the dogs away, whatever the case may be. This is a great opportunity for you to say, look, I just want to sell my home right now with no hassle, closing 7 to 10 days. I want to get a fair offer. I'm not trying to give my house away. I want to get a fair offer, and I want to move on from it and be done with it. Greenlight Offer can do just that. Go to greenlightoffer.com and fill out the form there or give them a call, and they'll set the whole thing up. If you've got tenants in your home, they'll help take care of that, get them out of there. If you're a retiring landlord, you just don't want the property anymore, you just want the money for it, does that. Divorces, they can get quick settlements for divorces, so they get you your money. Relocations, they do that as well. Greenlight Offer is doing a great job here in the city of Houston. And if you're even remotely interested, go to greenlightoffer.com for more information. Greenlightoffer.com. Woo!